Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I am Vasilios, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Quest Holding conference call and live webcast to present and discuss the first half 2024 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Quest Holding management. Gentlemen, you may now proceed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alexandros Roustas. I'm the Investor Relations Officer of Quest Holding, and as usual, I'm sitting here with our CEO, Mr. Apostolos Georgantzis, and our CFO, Mr. Marcos Bitsakos. Today, we are here to present you the first half of 2024 financial results and answer your questions. Now, we'll give the microphone to Mr. Marcos Bitsakos for his opening remarks.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Marcos Bitsakos, Quest Group CFO. I am happy to share with you today that the second quarter of the year was quite robust, recovering to a great extent the previous quarter low performance, which was mainly depicted in the earnings before and after tax. The three most significant headwinds during the current year affecting the EBITDA and EBT level are the lower gross margin of Apple products, which are linked with a new Apple and I Squared wholesaling distribution agreement, the absence of last year's government support for the replacement of climate devices, and the rise in depreciation and the escalation of Euribor, combined with the increased working capital needs, mainly for InfoQuest Greece and Romania. In contrast, we had quite a few positive effects, such as, first, the two companies that joined our group last year in March and May were added to the results of Quest Group for the entire six-month period, and these companies are InfoQuest Romania and Epaphos, respectively. Second, most of the group companies are increasing their market shares, and especially in certain categories, they have an exceptionally strong position. A typical example is mobile phones, in the market of which we hold a combined market share of more than 50% with Apple and Xiaomi devices. Third, in the six-month period, iStone set in operation one more point of sale, which was Mall in Marousi, Athens, enhancing our retail sale. Fourth, IT Services, Unisystems, renewed two important five-year service agreement contracts with Alpha Bank and Nexi. Fifth, the government IT projects related to the EU Recovery Fund boosted the revenues of Unisystems public business unit. Lastly, Quest Holding divested from two of its minority holdings, which is Cosmos and DD Synergy, and the second was completed in July for a total consideration of approximately 1 million euro. Now, breaking down the second quarter of the year, June was by far the strongest month in earnings before tax, followed by April and May. Eventually, the second quarter performance, being better than expected, has completely recovered the first quarter earnings before tax decline, which I remind you was -14.4%. Hence, we are now more confident that the entire fiscal year will be better than last year. Moving into the numbers, in the six-month period of 2024, total revenues reached 620 million, increased by 14% versus 2023. The increase versus the previous year derives largely from IQT Romania, the sales increase in IQT Romania, which started operation mid-March of last year. Our EBITDA, amounting to 41.6 million, is higher by 6.7% versus last year. Earnings before tax, amounting to 27.3 million, is marginally better year-over-year by 1%, recovering, though, from a 14.4% dive in the first quarter. Earnings after tax and non-controlling interest reached 20.2 million, lower than the related quarter of 2023 by 3.2%. Quest Group ended up this quarter with a net debt of $28.2 million compared to $17 million net debt by the end of 2023. The height of net debt is on a normal level, accommodating the increased level of business activity in our volume business. Now I will pass you over to Alexandros to give us the sector overview. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco. Now, diving deeper into our segments, we observe that the commercial activity segment, I remind you that it consists of several companies such as InfoQuest, iSquare, iStorm, Quest Online, ClimaQuest, YED, Focus, Team Candy and IQT Cyprus, continue to grow by 15% at the sales level, while EBT decreased by roughly 8% year over year, mainly affected by increased interest rates, lower Apple margins and higher depreciations. It should be noted, however, that EBITDA grew by 7%. IT services sector sales, consisting mainly of Unisystems and secondarily by Intelli, also improved by roughly 17%, while its EBT grew by about 7.5%. Postal services, namely ACS, grew by roughly 5%, both in sales and in EBT, assisted by the growth of e-commerce, which is, however, lower than expected. And last but not least, Quest Energy segment sales also grew by roughly 8% in sales with improved profitability. Now let me pass over to Apostolos Georgantzis to provide the outlook.
Thank you, Alexandre. Good afternoon from me too. As has already been explained by Marcos and Alexandros, all our segments grew in sales EBITDA during the first half, while many of them presented double-digit growth. Overall, following a relatively weak first quarter, the second quarter was adequately strong with double-digit growth in sales, EBITDA and EBT in all segments, as it was predicted in our previous call, boosting the six-month result to a positive EBITDA and EBT. In more detail per sector, the outlook for the whole year is the following. Regarding the commercial activity sector, for the full year 2024, we estimate growth in sales and similar or slightly lower to last year's EBT. We continue the expansion of Xiaomi operation in Romania, as well as increasing Quest Group footprint. Regarding the IT services sector, this segment is continuing to be positively affected by strong demand in IT services, while it has a high backlog of signed projects exceeding 550 million euros. Double-digit growth and improved profitability is estimated for the whole year. Going to the postal services sector, our estimates for 2024 includes a growth continuation in sales profitability, mainly driven by e-commerce growth. Finally, for the renewable energy production sector, our estimation for 2024 is for mild growth driven by previous investments. Now, going on a consolidated basis, we reiterate our estimation for the whole year for a mild growth on revenues, EBITDA and EBT profitability, and this estimation has also been validated by the course of the first half. Quest Group current cash position is still strong and solid with above 300 million in cash and available credit lines, allowing us to continue our planned growth investments and to endure any hardships. We therefore continuously pursue M&As in order to further propel our growth. Now let me pass back to Alexandros.
Thank you, Apostole. That was our brief overview of the first half of 2024, as well as the outlook for the full year. We are now happy to take your questions.
The first question comes from the line of Zviriadi Natalia with Eurobank Equities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my question. Great results. I was wondering if you have any indications on how the summer sales went in the various commercial sectors you're covering, like in technology, I don't know, laptops, mobiles, how if you've seen any trends, how these ran during the summer. And I also have a question regarding the Q2 EBITDA margin of the commercial activities. I was expecting somewhat, it was better than what I was expecting, actually. It looks a bit higher year over year, and because of the Apple change we have all already mentioned, I was wondering, you know, what was it that gave this boost, and it was better than Q2 last year, the EBITDA margin is this, and if this could be, despite the decline seen from Apple, we should be expecting this, you know, going ahead to be better. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Natalia, for the questions. Now, regarding the sales during the summer, I can't say that they are booming. However, the trend is better than it was at the beginning of the year, and we see that we outperform the market. So, although the sales are not exactly booming, I say that our companies are doing better than the competition. Either that has to do with the wholesale, which is most of the operations and the business we have, or with the retail. Now, regarding the EBITDA, Apostole?
Yes, regarding the EBITDA margin, if I well understood the questions of the commercial activities, it's true that you see, let's say, lag versus the increase of sales and kind of a drop. This is mainly driven by two reasons. The first is the Apple change that you have mentioned. The second is the weaker, especially during the first quarter, sales and growth of the Clima sector. During this period, we didn't have the program that was subsidizing air conditions like last year. Therefore, sales were lower during the first quarter. This improved during the second quarter, but wasn't enough, let's say, to cover for the difference. And these two reasons, the Apple products and the Clima sector, were mainly the reasons for the drop of the margins. However, if you make the calculations and see what happened in the second quarter was quite strong, even in the sales and EBITDA in the sales sector, much improved versus last year, but wasn't enough, let's say, to bring to a higher levels the margins.
But would it be safe to assume that going ahead, as the Clima products feed in, this could be like counterbalance, and it could be better, or no?
As time passes, we expect more and more the margins to improve and stay close to the second quarter rather than the first. Therefore, okay. We consider that the first quarter was kind of an extraordinary quarter in the Clima sector. Due to the reasons explained.
Yeah.
If I may add here, Natalia, you must have in mind that when we're talking about Clima sector, there are actually two companies. One is Yes Dimitriou, and the other is GRI. And I must add here that that GRI company, which is actually ClimaQuest, is developing in sales in a fast pace. So we assume that during the next years, this sector will be much larger for us also.
Yeah, imagine the whole Clima sector during the first half was a bit higher in sales and a bit lower in profitability. But this trend is going to improve gradually as we go forward due to the reason explained.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for the explanation.
The next question comes from the line of Kalogeropoulos Yannis with Beta Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Three questions from my side. If you could elaborate a little bit on the lower margin that Unisystems presented during Q2 of this year, despite its extraordinary performance on the top line, we saw the EBITDA margin landing at the 8% level? And would that be a guess or a fair estimation as a full year margin as well? That's the first question. The second one regards to the extraordinary EBITDA margin again of ACS this time. It exceeded the 17% threshold for the second quarter. And I wonder, versus the 16% that it had recorded both in the full year and the Q1 24. And I was wondering what was the case for this superior EBITDA margin performance and whether we could assume that this will be the case going forward. And having in mind your expansion plans in Romania, would it be fair enough to assume that your working capital will cleats to higher level for the full year, so it would be fair enough to also assume that your full year net debt will also land higher than the one recorded in full year 23? That's it. Thanks.
Hi, Yanni, this is Markus Bitsakos. I will start from your third question about the anticipated net debt for the entire year. You are absolutely right that the net debt, we assume that will end up higher than 2023. Well, given the number, the number of subsidiaries and the significant difference in the nature of their activities, you know that it is always difficult to come up with a prediction about the end of the year. However, if we should give a number, under the normal course of business, meaning without any new M&A activities, etc., we will probably end up with a net debt in the range of 40 to 50 million. This is what we anticipate as we speak today, which is higher than the 17 million that 2023 ended.
Marco, would this affect your dividend policy as well? The higher net debt levels?
Well, it's a little bit early to have an answer on that. I mean, we have a full year ahead of us. I don't know. I really don't know. I cannot give you an answer, a solid answer on this. I don't think so, but you know, it's very early to have a solid opinion about that. Now, as far as the first question, and then Apostolos will give you the answer about the CS. The first question was about the EBITDA.
The EBITDA margin, the pressure on the EBITDA margin of Unisystems.
Of Unisystems. Unisystems is a strange animal, let's say, meaning that every single year has a different type of projects to execute. In this year, obviously, some of the projects that Unisystems has, they run under lower EBITDA margin, plus we have certain big projects to execute that has along with the services rendered, they have a great part of hardware, and as you know, hardware is always associated with low gross margins. So this is why those two elements have an effect, negative effect on the EBITDA margins.
So it has nothing to do with the two projects renewals that you mentioned earlier with Alpha Bank, and I can't recall the second one.
No.
Okay.
Now, this is Apostolos. Just to add up to the first, to the questions about the debt of the last of the year, this also accommodates some investments of CAPEX, which is going to be higher than the first half. And we estimate this to be between 25 and 30 million. Just to take in mind that why we have this estimation about the net debt. Now, going to the second question about the ACS EBITDA of the second half, it's true that it was a good result, This was assisted in the second half by improved sales, boosted slightly by a project which was regarded the voting for the elections, which happened in the beginning of June. And this slightly improved, let's say, sales and profitability. As we have discussed also in the past, should the market goes better, ACS has the ability to improve also margins as it has already heavily invested in infrastructure, which allows improved efficiency for higher volumes. Yet we haven't seen a strong market. E-commerce is growing, but slightly. We estimate that ACS is gaining some market share, but still the market is not so strong with regard to e-commerce. Should this happen in the future, which is our estimation due to the lower penetration of e-commerce in Greece versus the remaining Western world, we estimate that we would continue to see improved margins and improved EBITDA margins.
Okay, and one last question, if I may, on the energy section. Would you anticipate any further solar park acquisitions till the end of the year to raise your capacity over the 40 megawatts that you currently have and operate?
Yanni, we have already mentioned it, if you remember, on the first quarter, the IR call we had on the quarter, that Quest Energy decided to stall all the investment plan for 2024, mainly due to the immense time lag for the connection to the grid of any new park. Now, we are a little bit reluctant on this sector as far as the new investment is concerned. I can't say that we will definitely stop investing, but at the time being, we are rethinking, let's say, the whole energy sector universe in Greece. So it depends.
For the time being, you would be stuck with the 40 megawatts for the full year.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
The next question is a follow-up question from the line of Zviriadi Natalia with Eurobank Equities. Please go ahead. Ms. Zviriadi Natalia, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me? I have a follow-up question with regards to the CapEx you mentioned, the 25 to 30 million assumed in H2. Where would these be in the segments that we were actually expecting them? It's not something extraordinary we should be looking for.
Natalia, the capex that we anticipate for the second half of the year is mainly driven by ACS, and we have a placeholder also for certain potential small size buyouts. So we anticipate, as Apostolos said, another 25 to 30 million max for the second half of the year.
For the whole year, not for the second half.
Sorry, for the whole year.
This would be the estimation currently for the whole year, including the 12 million already have performed during the first half.
Ah, okay. Now it's clear. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Apostolos Georgatzis for any closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Dear all, we would like to thank you for the participation and the interest to our company and its prospects. We wish you to have a nice afternoon. Thank you.